The freebie thing. It's always bothered me that restaurants are expected to give away free things and discounted things all the time when every other business isn't.
Right.
Like, have you ever heard of happy hour at a hardware store?
No, never.
Nuts and bolts, yeah. Half price between 3 and 6, you know.
Mobile one on sale?
Yeah.
Right.
And the other thing is, like, everybody expects, like, their fourth drink to be free for some reason.
Right.
Like, the first three paid for the fourth one. I bought 7 Fords from the same dealership. Nobody ever said, Tom, that Explorer's with me.
Go ahead.
You know, yeah.
It's on us.
You know, it just doesn't happen, right? So, you know, being said, we get this party of 6 people who had a reservation for 8:15 on a Saturday night at Kingfish. Mm-hmm. They show up at like 8:45 with 9 people instead of 6. So we don't have the table. We, A, gave it away, and B, we don't have an extra 3 anyway. The place is mobbed, right?
Right.
So my daughter explains to him, she says, sir, you know, our table's not ready. Well, your table was ready at 8:15 for 6 people.
Yeah.
Now you're here with 9, and, you know, well, we had these friends, and we didn't think it would be a problem. Well, it is, you know. So they're, all right, we'll wait at the bar. So they're waiting at the bar. Now it's 45 minutes. Now the guy's getting mad. So he comes over to the hostess desk and he says, listen, this is ridiculous. We've been waiting an hour for the table. Well, it's not more ridiculous than we waiting half an hour for you.
Right.
And you show up with more people than you have. So finally, the guy says, look, that table over there, is that the one that you're waiting for? She says, yeah, they're on dessert, but they're sitting there having coffee. He says, well, how about we buy them drinks, you know, and to get them up, you know, at the bar.
Right.
So my daughter says, yeah, maybe I can offer them a drink. He says, but, you know, there's 9 people. Do you really want to pay for that?
Yeah.
He goes, well, you're going to pay for it, right? She goes, no, I'm not. So he goes, well, I'll split it with you. You're quite the philanthropist, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, so she goes, listen, this wasn't our mistake. We didn't do that. Mm. He goes, well, let me tell you something. We're first timers here, and I'm sure you want our repeat business.
Oh.
And she says, no, I don't really, you know, kind of thing. You come in here with more people an hour late, and now we have to pay for you to sit down because we love your business, and we hope you come back. Good night, sir.